And the time is 8:55 as we go to our opening commodity market report. Let's say good morning to Brian Stark. Brian?
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning in Chicago on a weaker tone. First, looking at Chicago corn futures, September corn is down 5.25 cents at 4.53 1/4. New crop December 26 corn futures down 5.5 cents at 4.75. March 27 corn futures down 5 cents at 4.90 1/2. July 27 corn futures down 4.75 cents at 5.03. And Red Dece 27 corn futures up 0.5 cent at 4.90 1/4. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, August soybeans are currently down 19 cents at 11.93. New crop November 26 bean futures down 17.25 cents at 12.02 3/4. January soybeans down 16.5 cents at 12.17 1/4. March soybeans down 15.5 cents at 12.20. July soybeans down 13.75 cents at 12.29 1/4. And red November 27 bean futures down 9 cents at 11.64 3/4. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, September wheat futures are up 2 cents at 6.64 1/2. December 26 wheat futures up 1 1/4 cents at 6.81. March 27 wheat futures up 1 cent at 6.96 1/4. And new crop July 27 wheat futures down 0.75 cents at 6.97 3/4. This past Monday, the weekly crop ratings were released by the USDA and saw a decline in corn crop conditions on the good to excellent stage that were beyond trade expectations, coming in at 63% good to excellent. This compares to the same time last year at a 73% good to excellent crop overall last year at this time. Obviously, the Western Corn Belt continues to miss rain, and the Eastern Corn Belt, while remaining cool, has also been on the drier side. Looking at corn conditions in Illinois, 59% good to excellent, which was down a percentage point. Indiana, 63% down a percentage point week over week. Turning to the soybean good to excellent ratings, the ratings were 63% good to excellent compared to last year at this time being a 70% crop. Illinois, 57% down 2 points. Indiana unchanged at 63%. However, the crop ratings declining, there has been increase in rain forecasted for this coming weekend in parts of the Corn Belt, which has the market on the defense, as well as continued producer liquidation of old crop stocks here as the calendar starts to influence more sales than necessary price, with 1.5 months left before we get to fall corn and bean harvest. Look for basis opportunities and any upswing in the market to take advantage of those here in the coming weeks. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thank you very much, Brian, and we'll have another commodity market report in a couple of hours. Don't forget the closing market report every weekday at 2:06 with Todd Gleason here on WILL AM 580. The weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard calls for sunny skies today with a high of 82 degrees. We'll have clear skies tonight with a low of 59. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 84. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 63 degrees. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late on Friday and a high of 78 degrees. Right now it's 70 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana at 9 o'clock.